I saw such a great Beatles tribute band a couple of weeks ago. Did I already tell you this? I saw them at noon at a farmer's market, and they announced that they were going to be playing that night at 6 o'clock at a nearby park. And I was like, I'm going to that too.
Did you?
Which band was it?
Oh, they had, weirdly
Strawberry
enough.
Strawberry Fields?
No.
Bad Foe?
The Glass Onions?
No. Here's the weird thing. They had one name at noon and another name at 6 o'clock, but it was the same guys.
Whoa.
One of the names was definitely Ticket to Ride. Okay. Oh, shit. What was
Yeah, because there was Ticket one at ride. this coffee shop. Like I'm wondering if it's the same one.
Well, and the guy who played George was his solo on While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which I know Eric Clapton played on the recording, but this guy played George, played it so perfectly that, of course, I had to go, like, I went down a rabbit hole, and he was in the original cast of Beatlemania when that first started.
So you went up to him?
I did try to get, like, a business card from them, and they were like, what?
I love you. We cut to backstage. Hey, there's this guy that wants to talk to us. He's really forcing his way in. He's really bullying the bouncer, who didn't even expect anyone back here. Should we let him back here?
I mean, this doesn't happen to us every day.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if he's bullying his way back, yeah.
I know. He says he wants a card. Now, do people make business cards anymore?
A card?
A card? Like a business card for us, a band? Yeah, like
how old is he?
I told him I'd fax it to him.
Jesus Christ.
Bum, 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 bum,
oh, there he is.
Oh, okay. Shoot. Okay.
I'm just going to let him in. Hey,
oh my God, is this where you guys change from the Fab Four look to the Sergeant Pepper look here in the van?
Yeah,
this is it.
Wow, my God, it's so cool. It's amazing. And you guys are even swapping out wigs. This is the real fucking deal.
Hi, my name's Matt/Paul.
Oh, you're so good. I mean, it's unbelievable. My only one complaint is that I wish we were... No, I just wish that you had learned to play the Rickenbacker with your left hand, but it's cool. It's great.
I'm not left-handed. So.
I know, but it's the only thing.
You kept shouting that between every song, too.
Paul's
left-handed. I couldn't just in the middle of the show all of a sudden do that, you know?
Yeah, no, but like, just take it as a note for like in the future, you could just work on playing the bass left-handed, you know, and that's restring it the way Paul did. But that's my only note for you.
Hey, buddy, we have a show. Sorry, name's Ryan, Ringo, as I'm sure you know. Can you keep this quick? We have another change. We have another show we gotta get to.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right. No, I just have a few notes and then...
Hey, we can't take notes right now. Oh, sorry. George, I play George.
I'm sorry. Just my only note for you is that Eric Clapton played the solo on While My Guitar Gently Weeps. So if you would just, in the future, just back off and don't play anything. Because we all know the solo and
Are you saying... You're going to imagine the solo while there's dead space, or we should get an Eric Clapton guy for that solo?
I wasn't even going to propose that because I feel like you guys are probably strapped for cash, but that would be amazing. If you guys had a Clapton tribute guy who just came in for the solo on While My Guitar Gently Weeps, that would be my number one. But my number two would be just lay out and let us think about it. You know what I mean? That would be my own.
Well, we got to go on. Also, you were right that we are strapped for cash, but it is rude to assume that of us.
Yeah.
No, it's just that you're changing in a van. But
Lennon's delivering pizzas right now. That's why he's not here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad because I had a bunch of notes for him.
Oh, yeah. I'll give it to him just because Paul doesn't like to get all the notes.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's basically just that I know he's not John Lennon, but he just needs to lose like 25 pounds. But I know he's not John Lennon.
Wow.
Come on.
Didn't John Lennon have a hefty period?
Not really. No.
hanging out with Harry.
No. Matt, why are you entertained? Hey, thanks, buddy. I guess. But we do gotta get back. Can I ask what you do for a living that you've been at all of our shows kind of yelling stuff, giving us
Ringo.
Notes.
Ringo's nervous aggressive.
Yeah,
I am.
It's I will a, answer that ironic. Question. I just want to say you are a little bit too good of a singer, you know, if you could take it down for Octopus's Garden. That's my only note for you. But then what do I do for a living? I make business cards.
I see. I see.
Thanks.
How is that going?
Wait, is this one made out of glass?
Yeah.
Fancy. All
it's
different
a glass
kinds.
Business card, and it's got a microchip in it. And, I make wild business cards.
Oh, look at this one. Rainbow with a laser pointer.
That's not, and tilt it. Tilt it to the, here, tilt it up and down.
Oh, that's my eye.
Whoa, you burned off his eyebrows. He's going to need those for the set.
Sorry, I should have warned you about that. But yeah, you guys probably don't understand what's happening in business cards. It's a whole wild world out there.
Well, don't people just like zap info to each other's phones these days? You don't really need it.
What do you mean you don't really need it? Not everybody has a phone, okay, that could do that. Not everybody has it. Yeah. Some people don't know how to turn on their Bluetooth, no matter how many times like their daughter tries to tell them. They're just like,
you know, I'm sorry I asked. But anyway, we do need to get to our next gig.
Sweet. Where's the next gig? Where are we going?
Well, we're actually a Doors cover band at night. We're Strangers from Out of the Rain.
Strangers from Out of the Rain. Okay, great. Where are we going for that? I'm into it.
Oh, you're into the Doors too?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not as much as the Beatles, but I'm just saying, like, you guys, you just have to get your shit right for the Doors.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests Andy Daly, Tony Charlene, and Kinga Bikornia.
Have we done Besser the Business Card Guy on YouTube? Do you know what?
No, let's see that.
About?
But welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me, Andy, Tony, Camille. Welcome. Let's see this video. Do you have it, Brett?
Yes, I have it queued up. It's just the perfect segue.
Brett's been trying to put this video on for months, and no segues.
A business card.
Oh,
don't let that be your apprehension.
I remember
don't
this.
Let
we
not
have
having
played
the
this,
tools
but keep
oh,
going.
Be your
keep
trepidation.
Going.
These are the gift, the prize. You don't spend the money until you've made the money. And then you only spend a percentage of it and you buy the best quality you can buy. You see that business card? Cheap. Strathmore stock. 60 pound. Holds a crease. Can you tear it? Absolutely.
Holds a crease.
Looks like crap? It is crap. The same size of every other business card in my hand that you guys just gave me. These aren't even your cards. That card looks like crap, too. One color. Nothing special about it. Let me see. What's it say on it? Name of the company in Atlanta. It's an agency. This guy's a CSO, Chief Strategic Officer. Wow, I'm impressed. So what? He's an officer.
What do you want?
I know companies that are worth $10,000 a year, and the guy's a CEO. I will never make a criticism if I don't have a resolution.
Here we go.
You see that card?
Give it. Okay.
This is the most impressive business card I've ever seen. It's mine.
Can't fit in a wallet for a second.
You can't. It's too big. It's too fucking big.
You need to get a bigger wallet.
That's a
$4 a card. Why is he doing that?
Because it doesn't belong in a Rolodex.
It doesn't fit in a Rolodex.
It's the kind of thing where your card should be so good that even if they don't like you, they won't throw it out.
Ooh, I kind of like that
philosophy.
Incredible
marketing capability.
Look at the fold out.
Life is not about being liked. It's about
I
being
I use someone's
effective.
Business card to cut my weed.
My card is die cut.
Oh, look at that.
My card is stamped. My card is embossed. crowd.
Oh, it pops up.
It's a pop-up.
My card, instead of telling you that I'm a CEO, because who cares about my title, tells you about the result I generate.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I build crowds.
I'm
guaranteed.
Is this card playing this music?
I don't remember the music being a part of that video, but it enhanced
Joan Jett.
That is a hell of a business card, I got to say.
He's right. I would not throw that away.
And I like that he's planning for people not to like him. You know, he's just like, I have a business card that even if you don't like me or when you don't like me, you're not going to throw out my business card.
He also had, he thought about that so much, Tony, your criticism that it didn't fit in a wallet. He had an answer for that right after you.
He knew all the problems.
It wasn't an answer, though. It was similar to, if you don't like me, I don't give a fuck. It was like, don't give a fuck if it doesn't fit in your wallet. I made this $4 card and you're going to read it.
That's like the most important thing that has to fit in your pocket, if not your wallet. That wouldn't even fit comfortably in your pocket without folding it.
People put their wallets in their pants pockets and they sit on it. I don't belong in there.
I'm gonna sit on me. I'm gonna fucking sit on you.
We cut to a business card place. Ding 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 ding. Hi. Can I get some help?
Well, what's up?
Oh, you guys got a lot of people at work here.
We do. We're real busy. You know, we got shit going on all day and night. You know, people want business cards and they want them from the best.
I was surprised you had bricks and mortar. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Swoosh.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Wow. You saying swoosh just blew my hair out of my face.
Yeah.
See that?
Look alive, buddy.
You might not remember, but I ordered these before the new year, some business cards from you guys. And
there's no possible way we would remember. We do so much volume.
Absolutely
we
not.
We have no chance of remembering a card from before the new year. So go ahead. Yeah.
You said something similar to that the first time. You were very cocky and your confidence made me want to order the cards, actually.
Exactly.
Okay. One of the things you kept yelling at me. Not telling me, yelling at me.
You
guaranteed that these cards wouldn't hold a crease that you were selling me. And I didn't even know what that meant. And then you
look at me.
Do you have the card right now? Is it holding a crease? Show me these cards and I'll show you a non-crease card. You have it right now? Unless you're cutting up weed with it. That thing's not going to hold a crease. Are you cutting weed with it?
I'm not cutting weed with this one.
I can tell. All right.
We got a sign right up here. It says our cards do not hold a crease unless you're using them to cut weed.
That's not what I was doing.
That is
doing.
A guarantee.
I used like an expired credit card to do that. How dare you?
Okay.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. And I wasn't even going to... That wouldn't even occur to me, but you guys pushed me on it and you said, do I want the upgrade to the non-crease paper?
Yeah.
And I did that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, look at this.
You only did one upgrade. And I'm shocked you're even passing out this card.
Your second upgrade, I didn't understand. It was something about UV rays and putting a tent on the...
Yeah. You open up that card, it gets you UV rays. What other card does that?
I thought it blocked them.
No, not for a second.
We can give you cards we can give you cards that'll block the sun. We can give you cards that'll magnify the sun. This right here, what you have here is, this is going to magnify the sun. You're going to get UV rays from this card.
All right, but I didn't try to upgrade or downgrade on that. I just said no crease. This clearly has a crease.
Why are you creasing these cards? What are you doing to these cards to get that crease?
I gave this card to my brother-in-law.
He gave it back.
he had to borrow my swim trunks.
Oh my God. What's going on?
Why doesn't your brother-in-law have his own swim trunks?
He didn't know we were going to a swimming hole. It was a last minute plan for the weekend.
Poor planning.
Hey, that's not what
you get with poor planning. What did and did your car survive the swimming
in
half.
He put in his swim trunks, and he gave the swim trunks back, and I see, oh my God, a day later, these have a crease in them.
Your brother-in-law's lack of planning does not constitute an emergency on my part.
Absolutely. Your brother-in-law's poor, and he doesn't plan, and he's awful. But let me tell you this. You spent a whole day. You better believe it. You spent a whole day at a swimming hole, and you were able to only find a crease in that card.
The card was in the pocket of the swim trunks that were in the swimming hole. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, yeah. He must have folded them, put them in swim trunks, forgotten about it.
How dare you disrespect our cards in that way? To even, what are they doing in swim trunks? These cards don't go in a swim. This
you
is a
guys guarantee no one would forget about my cards. That was a guarantee I was going to ignore. Like, I was like, I don't even know what that means. But he obviously forgot about my cards. You're like, I guarantee no one will ever forget about our business cards here. He forgot about it.
He forgot, or he was ashamed.
Ashamed?
Answer the question.
We cut to like a week later at a dinner. Brother-in-law's back over. Yeah, I can't believe this time of year they're doing that.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Remember that business card I gave you? It's like a week ago, a couple weeks ago. Remember the day we went to the swimming hole?
What a thing to do to a guy. Last minute, go to a swimming hole, you know? That's something a guy's got to pack and plan for. I can't believe you pulled that on me. Good thing you had some shorts for me, man. I would be less mad, and I am less mad, so.
Okay. Didn't want to get into that hole.
Right. I'll let it go.
Again.
You were saying?
I just thought it was a whimsical thing to do on a hot day. I didn't know. We all could have said, no, that's not a good idea. But I just thought, use my trunks.
I'm not one for whimsy.
All right.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem anyone is these days. But those business cards, those really nice ones I got.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I remember. It's not every day I get a business card. Actually, I kind of never, ever get them anymore. So I remember.
But you folded it and you put it in.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not because you disrespected or didn't like the, you know what? You've already clearly said you do. You disrespect business cards.
Whoa. You're having a lot of feelings about a business card, my guy. You know?
Oh, fuck.
Hey, is there something else going on here, man?
We cut back to that store and now he has his brother-in-law. Here they are.
Boosh!
Ugh, man, you blew my hair away on that one.
Let me start by saying, if you guys have been in here before, we wouldn't know. We do so much volume. I don't know anything about either of you.
There's Who no are one you? Ever in here besides me.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm here, so that already you're a liar. And this person is here, too. So yeah, you already, guys, you don't know.
You guys seem to be swindling my brother-in-law. He keeps coming back with, like, 400 quantity boxes of business cards from just this place, you know?
How's that swindling. A swindle?
Yeah, you know, because he doesn't need business cards. He's a really successful contractor. He's doing pretty well, and his business...
Oh, so he is doing well, and he has business cards. Interesting correlation there.
Right.
Sir, what do you do for a living?
I sit at home. I'm into podcasting.
Let us catch up.
So, guys... It is July 5th. Not much of a holiday, but July 4th is. Did you guys do anything interesting on July 4th you'd like to report? Or you just protect your dog's ears on July 4th?
My dogs don't mind fireworks.
What?
Yeah, my dog also doesn't care. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah, they
He's
don't.
He's deaf.
Wow. I'm in Amsterdam and there was
big reveal.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, he's so impressed, Brad.
Wow.
My respect for you just fucking doubled.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm on
you
a
sound
houseboat.
Just like the rest
There's
of
water.
Us.
You're on a houseboat? Hell yeah.
Are you on a goddamn houseboat?
Yes. Oh my God.
Yes.
You're in a canal on a houseboat?
I'm in a canal. Here, I'll show you. Well, but my point to this was, no. I honestly would have started with this had I known I'd get so much recognition. Can you see?
Oh my God.
That's real canal.
Wow. Yeah.
There was a thunderstorm, like a really like kind of bad one. And my dogs like had to take 2 days to recover. So it was kind of a relief to have a day where it was like, we always worry about fireworks and they were like easy breezy.
We cut to, a party, like a nice party with a lot of friends, and oh, there's Tony. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
She was on a canal this summer in a houseboat all summer on a canal.
Whoa.
Man.
Cool.
And she'll downplay it, but both Amsterdam and I think snuck up to Venice in the houseboat.
What the fuck? She took the houseboat from Amsterdam to Venice?
Yeah, I don't even know if that's possible.
Dang. We've been here for hours and she hasn't said a thing about this.
I know. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I try to get her to talk about it because I'm thinking about getting a houseboat. Every time I do, she brings up her dogs and thunderstorms.
Oh, man. Avoid it.
What? Why doesn't she
want to
talk about
that? What is that avoidance? Explain that to me.
You know, it's when you like, she must have a lot of feelings about this houseboat, so she keeps bringing up something else instead, so we get a little distracted. You know what I mean?
Okay, I have things like that. I get that.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what's
man.
Up, Tony? I was just talking about how you were on that houseboat all summer, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to grab a drink in the fridge behind you. Going to get a cold brew dog. Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm lucky to get out of the house. My dogs are just, you know, all over the place. You know,
yeah. Speaking of house, how's it like to have in your house be a boat? Like, do you get seasick?
Yeah, I've wondered that a lot.
Yeah. Does it rock a bunch? Is it like nice for sleeping?
Yeah, I mean, what's not nice for sleeping is being in the doghouse, which is what I'm going to be in when I get home with the girls, as I call them. So I'm just probably going to get this drink. How are you guys? How was your summer?
Let's talk about your dogs. How do they do on the houseboat? Does it freak them out? Or do you bring them there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. We brought them. It was like a whole process actually to get them there, but we had to change different dog foods, and they had different chewies, and they had a different toy that we got
but
them.
They had a different place to sleep, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, we bought them a dog bed, and so it was basically the same thing. And
did the dog bed need springs? I'm reaching here. I'm just trying to find out, is it any different on the houseboat? You know I'm thinking about buying one. I want to be up front, Tony. Talk about the goddamn houseboat for a second.
Whoa.
Yeah. Why are you running away from this houseboat as a conversational topic?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not just making small talk. I seriously want to invest a lot of my money in a houseboat, and you happen to know about canal living.
He subscribes to Houseboat Magazine and flips through it all the time looking at different houseboats.
Yes, yeah. So give him some information, Tony.
He's prepared to have a knowledgeable conversation about houseboats.
It fucking rocks. It fucking rocks. And I mean that literally, and I mean that figuratively. Okay, Matt? Matt, you're not cool enough to have a houseboat. Guess what? You think I can drive that thing? No. It's a house built on water. There isn't a place to drive it. It's just called a houseboat. okay? I shouldn't even be here right now, guys.
I don't even remember any driving questions that I gave you about the house.
I overheard you talking about me taking it to Italy, okay? I also have super hearing. It's something I gained while over there, all right? There's a whole...
Because you can hear things better over water. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. It's all true. Everything what you're thinking is true. There's nobody's going to sell you a houseboat ever, Matt, ever.
What about me? Am I cool enough to be on a houseboat?
That's not fair to me.
No, Devin, you know the answer to this.
Yeah, I guess I do. Shit.
Is that a no?
Live on land.
Yeah, are we all no's? Does that mean I'm also a no?
Micah, of course that's a no.
Oh, man.
That's what's the problem. Cool, I didn't want to do this. What's cool? Exactly. You're not even to that level of knowing what cool is or being on a houseboat. Does it rock? Yeah. Sometimes when there's a bit of a wake when you're in the canal, but otherwise not really. Can you feed the ducks?
Yeah. Why are you so irritated about it?
Because I love you guys and I hate being mean and I feel like I'm being mean.
That's fair. And then you used one of our favorite topics, your dogs, to make us feel better.
Yeah. Mm. My dogs died 3 years ago.
Oh, what? No.
What?
Oh, man. We've been holding on to this.
Yeah.
What? Both at the same time?
Yeah.
Both at the same time.
What happened?
Just old age.
Oh.
Let's talk some more about that.
So we went as a family to see a fireworks display. First one I've seen like kind of officially as a display up front in a very long time. Ooh. But our daughter loved it. But this year in particular, the patriotism... I just wasn't feeling it. not that I'm am always, but just feels like, ugh, not this year. And the guy on the microphone was just fully leaning into that every time he got on the mic.
Leaning into what?
This is a special day. God bless America. This is the greatest country in the world. Like, wow. He literally said all those things. Say thank you to the veterans. I'm all on board for all that. But this is the greatest country in the world. This isn't the week for that. No. And he wouldn't shut up about it. He was really leaning into it. And like making us applause, like, and I'm never for God bless anything. So making us continually God bless America was starting to fucking annoy me.
That's crazy. Have you watched the Nathan's hot dog eating contest announcer?
Yes. Oh, not the announcer.
The announcer guy is insane. I watched it yesterday, and apparently he does this every year, but he like does these like bard in the medieval times, like fluffy announcements for every person. He's like, he is the 13th demon in hell. Here he comes riding on his death chariot. It is Joey Chestnut. And you're like, why is it so intense? They're all like a lot of hell death skull imagery for all these hot dog eaters.
And that Joey Chestnut wins every goddamn year.
Absolutely. Yeah, by like 25 dogs. He wins by like a huge margin.
Why? What's he doing?
Yeah. What is his technique? I remember the little Japanese guy had a innovative technique where he soaked the buns in water.
I remember that too.
Yes.
Break them separately.
They do soak the buns. They get to choose their liquid mixture. So they get to choose if it's like water, Coke, lemonade, or like half lemonade, half water, whatever. I don't know why that matters.
What is Joey doing?
He dunks the bun. And then he shoves it in, and then he eats two of the dogs at a time. And he's got one. They talked about this because he doesn't stop the pattern of like bun, dunk, shove, two dogs, bun, dunk, shove, two dogs. And he just does it for 10 minutes.
He choked the guy out.
Why isn't anyone else able to do that, though?
I don't know. They all got a different eating way.
Choked a guy out this year?
Did you see that? He choked like a protester out while his mouth was full of all the hot dogs.
Yes, and he still
that was
won.
Almost like the most patriotic I've felt.
And he still won during the competition.
He still won.
What the fuck are you talking about? Was it like a vegetarian?
I don't know what the guy was protesting. He seemed almost like, you know, when you actually see the video, it seems like maybe he was like a troll or something.
Yeah.
But if I was Joey Chestnut and he was dressed in all black, I would have been scared. Like, you see all the shootings and stuff. Like, right. I'm almost on Joey Chestnut's side. Like, he was just, his instincts kicked in.
Where is the security
and
he choked the guy.
I started to say, was everybody just watching?
Everyone's such a weirdo over there. They probably let whoever through.
Hey, can we see this, Brett? Is this a comedy video?
Yeah.
This happened yesterday?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's a quick choke out, too. It's like, it's quicker than you think it is in the video.
He's in the
He's in the middle of it.
Yes.
It's a like, protester and still wins?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like a American
hero. But do you mean he literally like, well, I guess I'll see. But he knocks him out? He takes him out?
Nah, someone else gets in there.
He doesn't complete the chokehold, but I mean,
I saw this in the headlines and I didn't understand a lot of the words, so I was like,
what's a lot of weird words for a headline?
Does he have a Darth Vader helmet on?
Yes, he does. Yes,
okay. Darth Mader.
Darth Mader.
I'm Darth Mader from Cars. All
right. Here during the competition, a protester with a Darth Vader mask rushed the stage and bumped into Chestnut, who immediately goes choke.
Then he goes back to eating.
Various gambling sites have
that is one of the goddamn funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah,
is that a second protest?
What does the sign say?
I think he's protesting like hot dog factory conditions. is what I looked up.
Contest officials and escort.
So he has a point. That sucks that nobody knows what he was protesting.
Oh, never mind. It's about the Death Star.
Field Death Star.
Never mind. He's just nuts. He's just crazy. Never mind.
Well, wait. Is...
I was like, all right. So he has like point.
Well, maybe Smithfield's the name of a hot dog factory.
Perhaps.
It's Smithfield.
Yeah, it must be Smithfield. They make hot dogs. Their factory is like the Death Star. It can blow up planets.
There it is.
Smithfield Foods.
Okay.
That happened so goddamn quick. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, did they say that this happened before? I thought there was something saying that this has happened before.
Oh.
To him?
Maybe I misheard it.
Oh, yeah. Didn't somebody say that? I think he's done this before. I think he's done that before.
Yeah, you're right. Smithfield refers to Smithfield Foods, an American food company that produces pork. I guess protesting.
Well, there we go.
All right. Well, we got his message out too, because you know, good for him. He's taken, you know, he took a punch for his cause. That's good too.
I was just gonna say, like, oh yeah, that's great.
I like that woman during the playoffs. I think it was this year during the playoffs. She tried to glue something to the court. You see that, Brett?
She got tackled like right away.
Of course she did. Oh, but you
can see a while.
She thought some glue was going to set in the time. Like, go spray paint the court. Glue something.
Glue?
Yeah. Even like herself? She was trying to glue. I forget what it was. Like, no, that's not going to work.
Even Gorilla Glue is like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
You know. That's a long time if you're in the middle of court.
Okay, we cut to some protesters planning. The bad news is I couldn't find those ties that we used last time.
Oh.
Those handcuff ties.
Zip ties?
Yeah, zip ties. That's what you call. Oh, that's. Oh, I asked for the wrong thing.
What did you ask for?
You asked for handcuff ties?
Is that what you asked for?
Do you guys have handcuff ties?
Also, can I just say this, guys, and I'm putting this out there now, and we could talk about it later, but I am hungover. So a lot of my ideas, I'm not doing so well as far as ideas. Yeah. I know we were supposed to think about this protest for a while, but I'm not working too well.
Well, we're on message, right?
Yeah.
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 Which is...
well, like where we work is incredibly similar to the Death Star. And I've got 9 points of like,
wait a minute.
That it's,
I said it was like the Klingon planet.
Oh man.
Wait a minute.
Which one?
Yeah.
Or yeah. Which,
any of
which
them.
One?
Okay.
Gornok.
Gornok. Okay.
Unless you are a Klingon, which we are not. Because then if you're a Klingon, then it's okay. Right? I was comparing it to the Borg.
I'm with that. Let's stay in the Star Trek universe,
guys.
Not the Star Wars universe to protest.
It is so it is much like the Borg. Like the Death Star, you guys.
It's like a Borg cube. More like a Borg cube.
Okay. How would that even look on a sign? What is it? What would the sign cube. Say?
Yeah,
your sign has a spear. Ours has a cube. Big fucking difference.
Also, can we do anything with a bunch of chips? I got a bunch of chips last night. Is there any way we can do something with them?
Potato chips?
Yeah, potato chips. I'm saying I'm trying to retroactively fix this wrong because we were supposed to come up with things of protesting. And I feel like we're kind of lost on brand, you know, Star Trek,
yeah, right.
You know. Is it going to be Battlestar Galactica? Because that has some parallel comparisons, I'm sure.
Well, bosses are like Cylons, but I, the building isn't like a Cylon ship at all. It's more like a cube. It's like a yeah. Borg cube.
Okay.
Borg cube is so fucking on.
Can I give you guys my pitch? This here, this is a hot glue gun, and it does have to be plugged into an outlet, but you can do that by way of an extension cord. And I've just been doing everything with this hot glue gun lately. And I'm saying, I'm happy to work with your chips. We can hot glue all of these potato chips or tortilla chips. Doesn't matter. But what are you talking? What kind? I can hot glue any kind of chip.
I thought they had a lot of Lay's on sale, so I got a lot of chips. I got
classic
a lot of stuff.
Lays.
I was gonna try to write them off, but if our protesting club wants to kind of chip
work.
In,
plantains, guys. I say this every time we try to glue chips. It has to be plantains.
It is a thick, sturdy chip. It is a better idea. I mean, I know I was in charge of finding the location for our protest today.
Yeah.
I looked around and the only sporting event I could find was like a cornhole tournament. So we're out for a big old national. Oh, are you guys disappointed? What happened?
Well, but this is that's like a sand pit. You can't glue anything down to a fucking sand pit and a cornhole pit.
Yeah.
No, wait. Are they throwing into like the wood? Do they have wood cornhole, you know,
platforms?
Things? Platforms?
Because
if so, I can see this. I can see you run up with your bag of classic Lays. Open the bag. I've got I'll probably have a generator. Right? That's just smart. I'll wheel up the generator.
I can have like 100 yards of extension cord.
Perfect. Hot glue gun. We don't have zip ties, but what did you get anything instead?
Yeah, I got these. They're ties that if you got like a dozen handcuffs, they're ties that hold together like a dozen handcuffs. So like handcuff ties for like transporting handcuffs.
Are they like twist ties type of thing?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, like a garbage bag or something. Ties.
So you just start twist tying people's wrists left and right. I'm hot gluing.
Oh, I thought that was supposed to be us because we wouldn't leave the place. You want me to attack people and handcuff them?
Yeah, we're trapping them at the cornhole tournament so that we can scream at them about how our job is like either the Death Star or the Borg cube.
I thought we were handcuffing ourselves there in protest. We're going to handcuff other people there.
We are not on the same page, guys. This is going to be a tough protest.
Yeah. Why don't we do it just to mix it in where it's like, are they protesting? Are they protesting? Like, who knows?
I thought we were making citizens arrests of people at the sporting event. I thought that's what was going on, but whatever. Doesn't matter to me. You can twist tie me to a cornhole platform that's covered in Lay's chips that have been glued on there. That's going to change everything.
What is bothering you?
Now, Humans, I want to report on something. Maybe these, I feel like all you guys probably went to acting camp or acting school. Unlike myself. I know Tony went to acting camp, right? Come on.
I didn't. You didn't? Like, that seems like a luxury that I didn't know about. No, acting
camp.
Yeah,
I guess I didn't know about those either.
I went to a young person's theater summer stock, but you had to be 14. It wasn't, you know, it's like 14 to 18.
Right.
Yeah.
I just did a thing. My elementary school, like, music teacher would do a musical every summer, and it wasn't even a sleepaway. It wasn't even like a camp that's convenient for parents, you know, because parents still work in the summer and you drop off the kid. This was like 6 to 8 at night, 3 times a week. Barely a camp. We just started did a musical in the summer.
Okay, maybe it's a newer thing. Has Daphne gone through this? I know she wants. She's well on her. Not only wants to. She's a funny young lady. Is she on that track of her old dad?
Yeah, she's done lots of different theater camps. Yes, indeed.
Are you trying to get into a camp, Matt? What's going on?
Sydney did it. I want to compare notes. So they have the final show, right? I assume, right?
Mm-hmm. Performance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. First off, leave them wanting more. Acting camp directors. Come on.
Like, leave the parents wanting more.
Well, the audience. That's a show. We all know that's a good note for everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't want to watch anyone else's child. No offense. I know. So let's keep it tight. Especially those combat sword scenes. Come on.
Was it an evening of scenes or was it a full play?
Okay, this is what it was. Mm-hmm. There's like 125 kids there, first off. Exactly.
Oh, boy.
2 hours. And at camp, they do 12 different classes throughout the day, including meditation. We'll get to that later.
What?
Exactly. But the ones they show off is tap dancing, stage combat, which is fencing, and they all do a scene. Everybody gets to do one scene, Andy Daly.
I know this camp.
Oh, you do. Mm-hmm. So let's not out them, but the scenes they do, I don't know what you saw, Andy, but this year they do modern scenes, which is kind of funny, mm-hmm. like movie from movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's funny for a while.
My daughter did the famous, Princess Bride. You cannot, don't challenge a Sicilian to a game of wits.
That's fun.
I bet she got the lead role too, didn't she?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, see there. Mm-hmm. My daughter did a scene from The Avengers. She's never seen The Avengers. You know, she's 8. She has a vague idea. She knows there's superheroes, but she's never seen a movie. I think she has a vague idea what Captain America is. when she comes home one day and she's like, I'm like, so, did I even know his Avengers yet? I'm like, so have you gotten your line yet? She's like, yeah, I got my line. My character's name is Natasha. And I'm like, oh, so you're Russian. And she goes, like, I'm an idiot. No. I go, you're playing the Black Widow, right? She's like, yeah, I'm the Black Widow. And I'm like, hey, well, the Black Widow's Russian. And she's like, oh, really? We didn't tell me that. I'm like, it mm-hmm. doesn't matter. You be the Black Widow however you want to be the Black Widow. But so when it comes time for them to do the scene, I'm just going to be honest, humans, dear listeners and my friends here.
Safe space.
What's that?
Safe space.
Yeah, safe space. You guys know Sydney Besser. Brett, you know Sydney Besser. You've hilarious. Heard her be funny.
She's a ham.
Everybody thinks their kid's funny. Believe me, I get it.
Yeah.
Sydney Bester is funny, motherfuckers.
I've heard she tell of
she can hang with it. Adults.
Prodigious. Yeah.
She has done this show and hung with adults. Black Widow got one line, listeners.
What?
I was, and Daniel's like, she's having fun. It doesn't matter. I'm like, one line. Of course, I'm comparing her to Iron, you know, Scarlet Witch and Iron Man. Who the fuck else is in that scene?
How long did it take her to say her one line? Like 3 seconds?
Oh, a second.
Yeah. And that, so that as a percentage of your 2 hours.
Now you're feeling me. Now you're feeling me. And at first, I thought they were all going to get one line. And I was like, that's fine. That's sure. How everybody gets one line. And like the most perfect scene I saw was Snow White, because there's seven dwarves. Everybody got a fucking line in. It was pretty much equal. It was perfect. But then as the show went on, I'm like, oh no, some of these scenes are way long and people have monologues. This one girl came out and Danielle's telling me to shut up. And she did a 10 things I hate, a monologue from 10 things I hate about you, which I'd never even heard of before. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? How long is she going to talk?
Well, okay, hold on. One, that is on you for not have hearing 10 things I hate about you.
Yeah.
But, okay. but how old, and also when Danielle's telling you to shut up, what are you doing? Are you like loudly like critiquing these children? Like, what do you mean she has to tell you to be quiet?
Audibly.
Yeah.
Oh, worse than that. They showed a video of, they're like, we're going to take you through the camp day. So they showed us 60 seconds of each class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the classes is meditation.
Mm-hmm. 60 seconds of lying on the floor.
60 seconds of these scenes with these kids with their eyes closed.
Oh, boy.
And I was just going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Daniel's going, shut up. And I'm like, why do I have to shut up?
And that, but that's.
And she's like, this could be someone's kid around us. And I'm like, they're not going to care. They're not proud of their kid meditating.
Look at the way they sit.
That's my boy with his eyes closed up there shutting up for 60 seconds.
But that's the first part of the show, too, isn't it? The videos that they show. So you're that already in the
middle.
Oh, it was in the middle. All right.
Okay. It was in the middle.
Oh. Yeah, you do have to keep your mouth shut in the audience at a children's show because you have no idea who you're sitting around.
Well, I wasn't mocking any kids acting. I just thought it was funny that was a class to fucking tell a kid to close his eyes.
Sadly, that would be my parents. If they like saw me in a meditation class, they'd be like, oh, Tony, she's doing it.
Let's cut to after the show when all the parents are going and taking, after these kind of shows, parents like to take photos on stage. Oh, there she is. Tony, you did such a good job.
Wow, we're so proud of you, Tony.
It was only a line, and then like I was in the meditation video. It's not a big deal.
I didn't even care about that.
No.
You know my opinion on movies.
We don't watch them.
We don't watch movies when we can all just be storytellers ourselves. Right. But you meditating up there, your mother and I, we just hugged each other and just, we were, you say it,
did
honey.
You have we a, did so you have proud. A love circle?
We did. We hugged you. Your eyes were closed in the video. Our eyes were closed in the audience. We took a moment with you. It was only 60 seconds, but in that 3 seconds we saw you on the screen, it felt like infinity seconds in our love circle.
Honey, I didn't learn to meditate until I was 15. And I see you meditating up there. Just meditating your little heart out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal. Can I ask you a question? Were you guys by Besser at all?
Oh, there was a man.
there was a lot of like, I thought like booing and like critiques. And I'm pretty sure it's Mr. Besser. And I wanted to do a good job, but like, was he around?
Was he taking you out of your state of meditation?
No, he did. He did show up at the camp a few times asking what bullshit is this.
Oh, he did? He came up into your classes?
I heard about that. He heard that they were doing improv there and he didn't want it to be short form.
Yeah, we were all having a good time and he came busting through the doors talking, rattling off something about some close or whatever. But
hold on. I'm so glad you. I totally agree. I did hear about this. And I heard the form they were doing was they were like pointing to each other and saying numbers. When you say two, I say three. And I was, and not I, I mean, and he was right. Saying, how is this improv?
Honey, let's take a deep breath. Close your eyes for a second. Can you take a little deep breath? There you go. There you go. Sometimes your father turns into an empath and he can really feel other people's feelings. I think he tapped into Besser for a moment.
Yeah. He did. I thank you guys for being proud of me and I appreciate it. I just...
Oh, there's your meditation teacher. Let's get a photo with you too.
Oh, excuse me. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, my gosh. We're big fans. You did such a great job.
Oh, fans of what? Have you seen my... I'm in a short form improv group and we do the... We play the Ice House every Tuesday at 7. Is that what you're a fan of?
Tuesdays at 7. Huh?
We get a 15-minute slot every Tuesdays at 7.
Sounds like a rough spot.
So bad.
No, it's great.
I'm
it's great.
So sorry. It's just...
It's a bringer. We got to bring our friends. What? No, it's good. We got to bring 8 people and there's a 2-drink minimum and, you know.
No, we were referring to... We're referring to the meditation. Mm-hmm. We were so proud. I was saying I wasn't able to meditate until I was a teenager. And to see
our
daughter meditating now with such alacrity is just...
Oh.
Get to the heart.
Oh, okay. Well, to be honest with you, like... We do that after lunch because everybody gets like these days they just pack lunches full of desserts and like at the end of lunch kids are just like fucking nuts and so we just I'm sorry I'm always doing that. I'm always cursing in front of kids, but we decided to
save that for the Ice House.
I do, but we get you know, we just have them lie down on the floor. It's, you know, it's just like we can't handle all that.
Well, and then you have them go through the serious process of finding each, everyone has their own mantra and saying that mantra until you achieve a state of quiet with yourself and the universe or something like that, right?
No. We just have a lie down and be quiet and don't move. And then I just put on a timer for a half hour.
And that's a class?
I mean, we call it the meditation class, or whatever, but it's really just, to be honest with you, it's just to like give everybody...
Wait a minute, what's this mime class about then? I want to check up on that.
The mime class?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh no, that's just, cause look, to be honest with you, we're all teenagers and...
I noticed that.
Yeah, we get pretty...
Who's running this place? This is teeming with teenagers. Are there any adults in charge?
There used to be, but I think he went to jail or something, but it's all just teens now. And we get hammered like pretty much every night. It's summertime. We're having fun. And so when we come in, we're pretty hungover. And so mime class, most of our classes are just like be quiet classes. And so mime is like... Just shut up. I'm texting my friends. So
at least you're honest.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just telling you, so don't get too excited about how I don't even remember your kid from meditation class. I'm just saying it's
sorry to bug you guys. Hey, my name's Matt Besser. No problem. Doesn't mean anything. But who do I talk to about how the lines are given out here? Like, how do you determine who gets some? There was some little girl that did like a 5-minute monologue from The Great Dictator, a silent film She did like a fucking monologue that went on forever.
Yeah, and she did that herself. She did some lip reading and she came up with a transcript of what the monologue would have been. And
just sounded like she was lecturing adults is what it sounded like to me.
Pretty anyway. Good dialect, though. Strong German dialect.
That was off-putting as a Jew. Why did my daughter not get more lines in the Avengers scene? She said a one sentence.
Yeah. So
Wolverine wasn't funny at all.
Here's the thing. She was, to be honest with you, she was coming on pretty strong about long-form improv. And I was pretty pissed off because as far as I'm concerned, like if you want to entertain an audience, it's got to be short form. So I was just like, you know what? I got to take this kid down a peg. That's what happened. And
where are those fencing swords you guys use tonight? Oh, there
fencing
they are.
Swords here. Why? What are you
motherfucker?
Oh, choke him out.
Tony, why are you trying to choke him out? You used to be so peaceful before we sent you to this camp.
Yeah, give him a suggestion. It's its only power.
I need a suggestion of a location to die in.
Let's talk some more about that.
Oh, that video is so funny, listeners. You got to watch that. It happens so quick. That's what makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't even hesitate. Yeah. And he's so in the game. He just goes and he wins.
Yeah.
And he wins.
They did it. So it airs Eastern time, right? Cause duh, it's in New York. But I watched it here time and they cut out that part where he choked somebody out. I had to find that online. It wasn't in the live feed.
They don't encourage that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, is this something you watch every year or you had heard about what had happened and so you're like, I'm going to tune in?
For at least the past 3 years, I have tuned in, yes, myself to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Yeah.
I got
to
say, I haven't watched it in years, but I did watch it for a few years in a row. But then I got mad that guy won every time.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what's the point? What are we watching? And it's like, if he beat them all by like maybe two or three hot dogs, it'd be fine. But it's like fully like 20 hot dogs. So it's a little
bit Is there a possible way he's cheating? What are we? Because you can't be on steroids.
He's obviously opening up his throat in some way.
Something's happening.
And he doesn't have a gag reflex. It has to be.
Yeah.
Because his stomach must be.
When you used to do chugging contest back in the day, you could open up your throat and kind of just like force it down. But isn't there a gag reflex that says, uh-uh.
Yeah, so you think he might have like surgically had his esophagus altered?
No,
maybe.
Could be. We cut to Joey talking to the surgeon about what he wants done.
I want to be able to stuff. Here's what I want. I want two hot dogs going in at a time. I want in the esophagus itself before it gets to the stomach. I want to be able to accommodate up to 18 hot dogs in the esophagus. This is they're constantly going. It's a steady stream of hot dogs. So to do this, I want to remove the valve at the bottom of the esophagus into the stomach because that's holding things up. And I want to remove my gag reflex. And I want my mouth widened. And I want my molars out because these are sliding down. And I heard that you're the guy that could do this.
Okay. It sounds like you have both done a lot of research and also none at all in what you have just described to me. As someone who is a medical professional, I do not advise removing your esophagus. And I do think you maybe have done some cartoon research because there is no such just valve that opens and shuts. As if it was from the silly symphonies that occurs in your digestive system. So
this is what I want. The little guy down there that says, looks okay to me, let her go. I want him to I want to remove that little guy and have nobody down there making judgments about what goes down the throat into the stomach.
Okay, there is
we cut to the parking lot after this guy has been rejected. Hey, buddy.
Yes.
Hey.
What do you want? What? Yeah, I'll sign your autograph. I'll sign your pack of hot dogs.
Hey, you know, I'm kind of a celebrity in my own area too, but anyway, I'm a janitor, works in the hospital. I overheard your dilemma and your rejection by those uptight surgeons.
Yeah.
Look, I used to do, well, it's called bestiality porn back in the day.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know all about it.
You're a fan? Well, you might know me. Johnny Horsecock.
You know what? Nathan's doesn't want me to talk about it.
Anyway, you might know there's a lot of horse cock sucked, a lot of elephant cock sucked. Okay. You can't have a gag reflex.
Interesting.
There's a place down by the docks. Here's my business card.
Oh, look at that. Hey, that's a nice business card.
Yeah.
Look at the size of that. Oh my God, I open it up and it's got a fold out horse cock. Is crazy.
Yeah, now you'll never forget who I am, right?
You got that right.
Whoa. Anyway, let me write down the address for the surgeon on the back of my beep doo doo deep boop. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna call this guy today. Get my gag reflex.
Oh, don't call him. Just go down there.
Well, where is he?
Down and don't eat. Don't eat for 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
Or drink water.
All right.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing? This is beautiful. What is this, a houseboat? You do your business out here in a houseboat?
Don't get me started. You want to talk about animal cocks, that's fine, but I don't want to talk about my house.
All right.
But it is a houseboat, but you can't drive it.
You can't drive it. Okay.
I don't want to say anything more.
Why? Why so secret about the houseboat?
It's beautiful, isn't it? I don't want to talk anymore about it.
All right. Okay. Look, I want my gag reflex out so I can eat any
you
number
got it.
Of hot
I don't
dogs.
Need to know why I'll take it out for you.
No. I do want to specify. No. It's important to me that you know this is not
everybody wants it for hot dogs. Everybody, I'm sure we all know you're slipping different cats down your throat.
Gag reflex surgery for a horse cock sucker.
Yeah.
No.
I'm gonna do one for a wiener slipper. So he said,
No. It's me. Yeah, I'm Joey Chestnut. Wiener. No. Everybody knows me from eating hot dogs. I'm Joey Chestnut. I just want you to know it's not
Joey
about
horse nuts. Yeah, he's in there all the time.
Joey horse nuts is here all the time.
I'm not Joey horse nuts.
Do you want that little guy at the bottom of your throat out there that says everything good? Because I'll take him right now.
Yeah, the little guy. Do you know I talked to a doctor who's telling me there's no little guy at the bottom of your esophagus who says, looks okay to me, let it go?
Yeah, doctors are quacks sometimes. All right, lay down in the chair.
Okay. Oh, this is just a regular, like a Barca lounger.
Yeah, it's a Barca lounger. Got a good deal on it.
And we cut through a montage of him going through the surgery, taking out everything he'd requested, those molars in the back, the little man.
Oh, no.
Gag reflex is taken out. It's really in there, too. Takes a struggle.
All right, Mr.
Chestnut.
Horse nuts. Yeah, there we go. There you go. There you go.
Oh, beautiful.
I offer this strictly professional. If you want to gag down my wiener, it's pretty big. Just to know that you're able to do it, then that's fine. And if you don't, that's okay. It's strictly medical professional offering.
I appreciate that offer. No, thank you.
Okay.
I'm all about the hot dogs. How many hot dogs?
I also sometimes often have my dick sucked. Not as big, but if you want to test out your lack of a gag reflex.
No. I think I'm going to test it out on hot dogs, but thank you very much. Thank you for the offer.
I got a real tiny wiener, but if you just wanted to, you know, put it in your mouth, we can.
Just for fun.
Even with a gag reflex, I've sucked that tiny wiener and just nothing.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested at all. I'm all about the hot dogs. I'm a hot dog guy.
Okay. It's like a calamari tentacle. It's not that bad.
Really?
A small one.
Really?
A small calamari tentacle. Because sometimes they can be big. This is a small one.
Yeah, tiny fried calamari tentacle is the worst.
You ever have fried calamari?
Sure, I've had fried. Yeah, fried calamari is the best.
So you've sucked a small dick, then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think about it that way. And by the way, I really try not to think.
No, you're on the gay scale. You jumped on the gay scale as soon as you
everybody's on the scale. Everybody's on the scale.
Everyone's on the scale.
I really try not to think about the similarity between hot dogs and dicks, by the way. People point out to me all the time, and I'm just saying, hey, fuck you. The hot dog.
Nice. Did you bring your can of dog food for payment?
We cut to... He's Joey Chestnut's getting his nice fucking car. He has just this fucking sweet gold Lambo parked out by the dock. But as he's getting in, he notices one of the guys who works at that place he was just inside dumping a bunch of a bucket full of the dead little men that are inside people's. The man, the valve, but he sees they get thrown out into the dock, and then he gets a hose and starts trying to wash them in into the cracks of the wharf. And Joey starts, "Hey, buddy, what are you looking at?
What are you doing over there?
Oh, you know this tiny little man that was taken out of you?
Yeah.
Well, you know it's a common people don't like that little man in there.
Yeah.
Stopping dicks." Hot dogs. So they take them out, and we just getting rid of them, hosing them out into the
ocean.
They're
all dead?
Oh, yeah. You don't think we're going to support them somewhere after we take them out of you, do you?
Yeah. I thought you'd set him free, and he would just sort of put a little bindle on a bindle stick and...
and jump into someone else's throat where there already is a little guy, a man in a valve? No.
I guess I never really thought about it, but I figured he'd ride the rails and, find a job, do some day laboring here and there, cook up some beans on a campfire. I don't know. I thought he'd have a nice life.
No, we use, you ever see No Country for Old Men?
Oh, sure. I've seen that.
That thing that guy uses to.
Oh, you got the tiny little air pressure.
The thing you.
Yeah.
Or am I mixing that up? Is that another movie?
No, right in the forehead. It's like a kettle.
This is our time, all right? This is our time. We got a protest. They got caught up in a dumb fucking movie, okay? I got a bunch of chips. I ate a lot through them, all right?
Perfect.
You guys ready?
This is it.
All right. Oh, look. I'm going to start up the generator so I can glue those chips to this houseboat.
And we go to that tense moment because, you know, when you're working over the plan in your mind, everything works right. But then you're in that moment where the glue gun's working and you don't realize, oh, it takes a while for the glue gun to heat up. And he's like, oh, motherfucker. And the glue gun's trying to heat up. And now the guy that was hosing is coming around. Hey, what are you guys doing over there? What are you doing on our houseboat?
You go.
So you know Star Trek, right?
Or Star Wars.
Or Star Wars. Locutus of Borg, right? Okay, yeah. So our workplace is like that. Or if you know more of the Death Star.
The Death Star is also a comparison.
It's very much like the Death Star. What?
What?
I'm more of a Star Trek guy.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Have you seen the newest season streaming on Paramount? They team up with the Borg Queen, and she actually becomes good in this new season.
Well, not to give things away, but, you know, she does die, all right, at a certain point. But I feel bad even saying this. How far have you got? Spoiler alert, Dean. How hot is it?
I've decided I'm either going to go Paramount Plus or Peacock. Which one? Because I don't want to do both of those. Which one?
What are you into? We could have talked about this before the program.
We really didn't need to get into this now.
And see, humans, I would suggest Paramount only if you're a Star Trek fan.
I think that's where review is. I think it's
Paramount really?
Plus. I believe it is.
I apologize. The NASA review is there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's there.
I don't know if they've put UCB up on there. I don't think they have, motherfuckers. But what do you guys want to plug? Tony, where can we compliment you on social media?
You can compliment me on Tony Charlene on Instagram. I don't really do anything there, but you can. Also, somebody in the community, Lindsay Frank, she has breast cancer and she has a GoFundMe, and you can look her up, LYNDSEY. Frank, and she has a GoFundMe, and to reach her goal, because a hospital bills. She's in the community, and so look her up.
That's a great plug. What about you, Camille?
You can find me also on Instagram at Child Clown. That's that. There's show updates, other things, but definitely go to Lindsay's GoFundMe. She's such a sweetie. We got to help her out.
Mm-hmm. Andy Daly.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at TV's Andy Daly, and my I'm podcasting at CBB World. That's where my podcast Woo! Is. Get yourself the Maximus plan and hear the Andy Daly podcast project.
There was a shot taken at podcasters in this very show. Yeah.
Yes, there was.
Brett, should we commit to this old zoo gig? Have you guys ever been to the old zoo in Griffith Park?
Yeah.
Not the operating zoo, but the abandoned cages zoo?
Yeah. No, yes. I have not, but I heard tell. There's you're doing a show there?
We've flirted with it. Now I'm going to commit to it, Brett.
Oh,
July, because all I have to do is say show up, right? So July 30th, 6 p.m., every time I Google the old zoo, in Griffith Park, one of the first images that comes up is a cage with like three caves in it. And I think picnic benches right in front of it. So that's where we'll do it. All right.
Just a live Improv for Humans show?
Live Improv for Humans.
Oh, fun. Cool. Nice. Do you know your guests yet?
I would love to invite you guys now, but don't feel pressure to say yes. But I'd love you guys to do it. I know you live kind of in the area. Anyway. The old zoo, July 30th, 6 p.m., obviously free, but we'll do it if even no one's there, Brett. It'll just be a fun area to do it, because I've always said this looks like a performance space.
Mm. Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, cool.
All right, keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production, produced by Britt Morris, Amelia Chapello, and Anita Flores. Engineered by Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.